As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There has been a lot of talk in the past couple of years about stuff that used to be fringe, but is increasingly less so, for better or for worse. Conspiracy theories, aliens, UFOs, conspiracies like the one surrounding Jeffrey Epstein, his island, and his death, are firmly in the mainstream, maybe even as much as the Kennedy assassination. We've also got TV shows like The Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch, Unidentified, and Ancient Aliens. And of course, the U.S. Navy has made more than a few waves in the UFO scene as of late. It'd also be awfully hard not to mention QAnon, given the past few years of American history. But stories of powerful elites in groups like Bilderberg, ruling the world from the shadows, aren't exactly new. Nor is the idea of aliens or outside forces giving them an assist. You might even contend that many religions are making the same sorts of cases. So, for this episode, I wanted to go to the conspiracy graveyard, if you will, and dig up a conspiracy theory that made the rounds almost 30 years ago, that puts the cabal, the Illuminati, or whatever you want to call it, this anonymous group of elites, deep in bed with UFO and alien disclosure narratives. This is just for fun, by the way. I'm not trying to sell you on a particular idea. Let's just kick back and get weird. Project Bluebeam, it's called. You may have heard of it, or seen the name if you've ever gone wandering in the dark and strange corners of the internet. And what it describes is a plan that takes decades to unfold, that ends in the elimination of all existing religions, individual freedom, and sees the consolidation of power by this mysterious elite finally come to fruition, using advanced technology to produce mass-scale visual and auditory hallucinations, push disinformation, perform selective genocide, and, of course, introduce the world to aliens. Now, we'll get into each of these over the course of this episode, and for a transcript of the episode and some follow-up links, be sure to check out the link in the episode description to loreandlegends.net. Now let's start from the top. Where does the idea of Project Bluebeam come from? Well, the name you should check out is Sergei Manast. He was a French-Canadian conspiracy theorist whose ideas gained steam in the early 90s. He mostly wrote and talked about things related to the idea of a one-world government, and big government in general. A familiar theme for many of these broad conspiracies, including modern ones like QAnon, and the yet unresolved things surrounding Jeffrey Epstein. Sergei died in 1996 at the age of 51 after a heart attack, shortly after being released from jail and having his children taken from him by the state. Now, of course, that'll come back up later. Sergei popularized what he referred to as Project Bluebeam in 1994. Project Bluebeam would consist of four steps that would happen almost simultaneously or in rapid succession, and its goal is to dominate the world and establish a new world order. This plan would be primarily carried out by the United States, NASA, and its allies. According to Sergei, the first major step in the final rollout of Project Bluebeam would be timed with a global financial crisis and a time of major upheaval in the world's political systems. The goal is to begin implementing a unified global currency, and to begin restricting the ability of individuals to hunt and fish and to grow their own food. They know that they must subdue populations with freedom, guns, and money, and they'll seek to control all three. Things will get moving with discoveries of many shocking artifacts all over the world after a series of artificially induced earthquakes. These quote-unquote new artifacts will be religious in nature, and collectively they will begin to set the stage for the dismissal of the major world religions of Christianity, Islam, and Hinduism. They point towards a massive misunderstanding of the religious texts and histories, and instead point towards space as the place that holds the answers. The motivation here is establishing public physical proof in order to change the mindsets of many religious adherents and discourage any fence-setters or would-be newcomers. In some ways, it reminds me a lot of the Ancient Aliens TV series on the History Channel. Sergei also claims that they've been building up to this event for decades, and that shows like 2001: A Space Odyssey, Star Trek, and Independence Day are very intentional in this regard. The second step in Project Bluebeam is where things really pick up. Allegedly, there will be a massive light show in the upper atmosphere, effectively turning the sky into a giant movie screen that will be different for each region and depict the local favorite religious savior figures, such as Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, and Muhammad. Simultaneously, audio will be broadcast, explaining away all the old religions, and paving the way for the singular new world religion as the savior figures all merge into one being. The global broadcast that coincides with the space show will be carried out through super high-tech means as well as traditional means. Sergei alleges that the tech that would allow them to remotely induce auditory hallucinations and hypnosis in people already exists and is in the process of being deployed for this very moment. The third step gets even weirder and builds off of the second step. The New World Order will have some capacity to literally invade your mind. Sergei quotes Lieutenant Colonel John Alexander on the proposal that satellites could someday broadcast thoughts into your mind. And if you weren't consciously aware of this happening, you would never even stop to question your own motivation for anything. A massive attempt at mind control. Step four is the big one, and it involves three separate parts. The first is to make virtually everyone believe that an off-world alien invasion is imminent. The goal is to provoke the nuclear nations into using their nuclear weapons to stave off an invasion that isn't real. At the same time, Christians all over the world will be convinced that an event called the Rapture is imminent, and mass visual and auditory hallucinations of demons, ghosts, and other supernatural forces will be extremely widespread. But it's a trap that will lead them all to their deaths. Massive loss of life will ensue, especially among Christian populations, who are thought to be the ones most resistant to this one-world government. The alien invasion will ultimately be proven to be a hoax, and the use of nuclear weapons in the upper atmosphere will provide the UN the cover it needs to assert control over the most powerful countries, and the people will demand it. The space messiah from the earlier light show will be heard as the one who brings order to the world in this time of chaos, cementing a new religion centered around humanity and carried out in practice by the new political body of the elites, and the elimination of most people who might oppose them. Now, I did a bit of paraphrasing, a lot, actually. I'll link to the longer write-up over at loreandlegends.net that you can check out for more of Sergei's original details. But this all sounds crazy, right? And there's a lot to unpack. First, let's go back to Sergei's death in 1996. This happened after he claimed he was being watched and hunted by the authorities. Sergei homeschooled his two children, and this brought the authorities to his house to take his children from him, and they became wards of the state. Sergei was then arrested and spent the night in jail. When he came home the next day, he had a heart attack and died. Stress? Or something more sinister on the heels of the Project Bluebeam discussion? Next, why the focus on Christians at the end? Well, if you're not aware, the end times in Christianity involves a false messiah who establishes a one-world government and a single-world currency while declaring himself to be God, and he will perform signs and wonders. So, of course, if that is your backdrop, you would be extremely leery of anyone doing these things. Now, not all Christians fall into the group that's expecting to be raptured, but many do, especially in the USA. Beyond that, I thought the idea of mass visual and auditory hallucination was interesting. This is one of the topics that gets brought up when discussing places like Skinwalker Ranch, and the idea the government was testing weapons, like these, on unwitting ranchers, and later, the property guards. It also invokes Lieutenant Colonel John Alexander, whose name should be familiar to anyone who has poked around the ideas of remote viewing, or seen the movie or read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats. This puts you right next to guys like Hal Puthoff, who, at this time in the 90s, was still running the CIA's Project Stargate, which I did an earlier episode on. Hal also visited Skinwalker Ranch around this time. He has a physics PhD from Stanford and a background in high-tech lasers, no less. Not to mention heavy, heavy ties to the UFO scene, with his name appearing on several of the line items in the one declassified paper we have about the secret ATIP program. But I digress. Things exist that are intended to make people and sensors confused, or see and hear things that aren't there. The idea of using tech to portray a demon or a ghost also has a heavy Skinwalker Ranch vibe, if you ask me. And laugh all you want, I'm right there with you on this. But in general, does the high-tech hallucination mind control stuff not sound like all of the current 5G cell tower conspiracies that are floating around social media? The one thing in here that I do find the most interesting overall is the idea of the fake aliens or the fake UFOs. Because I do think aliens as a general topic can and does reach religious fervor, and government either accidentally or intentionally has found itself in the role of gatekeeper because of the number of people who just want to believe no matter what. I wouldn't put it past a power-hungry politician to wave that issue around when it's convenient, because they wouldn't even need to do much other than show a couple of select photos or grainy videos and claim the juicy details are still secret, and just perpetually blame some group in the shadows that might not even exist.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
There's really something about the idea of the grand conspiracy, isn't there? Now, really what they're all trying to do is explain the world, and oftentimes look at the most negative or potentially most negative aspects of humanity and technology. It's not entirely useless, though. I think there's lessons we can learn from this kind of thinking in the form of warning. What might powerful technology in the wrong hands lead to? And how cautious are we being with all these new tools? In the not-so-distant future, things like Neuralink and augmented reality lenses are sure to shape our world. We already seem to not be able to handle the onslaught of information that comes from social media and the internet in general. So what happens when it's more unavoidable, and perhaps literally a part of you? And as governments grow and meaningful independence is replaced with simple majority and mob rule, how can we be sure that the majority isn't going to go off the deep end and use these latest tools as a weapon against the 49%, as so many cultures have done in the past and are in fact doing right now in many parts of the world, including the US? It's definitely worth considering and being on guard about the future and questioning human authority every step of the way. But that's all I had for this episode. And now, for whatever it is or isn't worth, you know a little bit about one of the big grand conspiracies of everything, Project Bluebeam. So if you should ever look up and see the holographic alien invasion and the arrival of Buddha and Muhammad in the sky, tell them you heard about it on Lore and Legends. See you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.